We have our very own prolific storyteller, Pastor Arnice, here. He done made a way. He done made a way. He done made a way. He has made a way. He has made a way. So we'd like to hear how the Lord has made a way.
Amen.
We praise God. Give God some glory.
Hallelujah.
Give Him some honor. Give Him some praise today. Glory to His holy name. What a mighty God we serve. He is a great miracle working God. He's still in that business of healing and providing miracles and comfort and joy and love to each and every last one of us. That's why when she asked me, what song do you want me to sing? And I said, Waymaker.
Yes, Lord.
Miracle worker.
Yeah.
Promise keeper.
Yes, He will.
Light in the dark.
Yes, He is. Yes, He is.
He is all those things.
Yes, He is.
And more. Amen. To each and every last one of us. And I thank Him so much. I thank Him. Oh, I thank Him all the time. I thank Him. You know, if He didn't bring me out, I still thank Him.
Yeah.
If He still doesn't help me, I still thank Him. I still praise His holy name.
Yes.
Now, the day goes by, I do not praise and worship my Lord and Savior.
I know, that's right.
Because He's been mighty, 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 mighty good to me. Now, I know it is you as well. And I thank God, I thank Him, I thank Him, I thank Him. I thank you, God. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Holy Ghost.
Come on now.
I thank all of you.
Yes,
I
yes,
thank
yes.
the Trinity.
Yes.
Because He chose us.
Come on.
Amen.
To serve Him. That is an honor.
Yes, it is.
Coming from the honor Himself.
Come on.
Yes.
Glory.
Oh, yes.
Glory
to choose us.
Right.
To be His children.
Amen.
And we can be a light to somebody else's dark world.
That's right.
We can be joy
to
somebody else. We can encourage and help lift others up.
Yes. Amen. Yeah.
Well, I thank God I truly thank God for life and health and His shed blood.
Amen.
I thank Him so much.
Yes, Lord.
Not just because I was in that horrific accident, but I just thank Him just because He is God.
Yes.
But I do want to thank the pastors, my sister Sherry, sister Paulette, my niece, everybody who offered a word of prayer, who supported me, who didn't support me. I thank everybody doing this traumatic and horrific thing I've been going through. And I thank God, God is bringing me out daily.
Amen.
Daily.
Amen.
Daily.
Amen.
You know, what the doctors tell me, I'm going along with the title of my message. It is well.
Come on now.
It's in my soul.
Yes.
They tell me something different. Every week they keep adding on all these injuries. You know, the internal injuries that I do have. But I thank God I can still give it over to the King.
Yeah.
I'm in the healing process.
Come on now.
And
come
I thank God. I still
now.
Praise Him.
That's
I don't
right.
care if I'm sitting down, I'm going to praise Him. If I stand up, I'm going to praise Him. Man. If I'm laying down, I'm going to praise Him.
Yeah.
Whatever position I'm in, I'm going to praise Him from within my heart and my soul.
That's right.
Yeah. I thank God for them being by my side. And it's just good help to have a good support system.
Yeah.
To help you along your way.
Yeah.
We're going to go to the book of 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 8. And we are probably read down to 2 Kings. If you don't have your Bibles, the scriptures is on the monitors. I prefer you have your wife.
Amen.
If you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Okay. And it fell on the day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as oft as he passed by, he turned in thither to eat bread. And she said unto her husband, behold now, I perceive that this is an holy man of God, which passes by us continually. Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed, and a table, and a stool, and a candlestick. And it shall be, when he cometh to us, that he shall turn in thither. And it fell on that day that he came in thither, and he turned into the chamber and lay there. And he said to Gehazi, his servant, call the Shunammite. And when he had called her, she stood before him. And he said unto her, say now unto her, behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care. What is to be done for thee? Wilt thou be spoken forth to the king or to the captain of the host? And she answered, I dwell among my own people. And he said, what then is to be done for her? And Gehazi answered, verily, she hath no child, and her husband is old. And he called her, and he said, call her. And when he had called her, she stood in the door, and he said, about this season, about according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace the son. And she said, nay, my lord, thou man of God, do not lie unto thy handmaid. And the woman conceived and bare a son at that season that Elisha had said unto her, according to the time of life. Turn to your neighbor and say, it is well.
It is well.
All is well.
All is well.
You may be seated. Amen. It is well within my soul. It was a Shunammite woman. And I was looking up Shunammites, or Shunam. It's a place that where the rich folks dwell in.
All right now. All right.
They were very wealthy in that particular land. And she was a noble person. She was prominent. She was influential. She had sustenance. Not only did she was rich in monetary terms, she was rich in her mercy and her compassion. She was a leading lady, and she had great hospitality. Mm-hmm. You know, and she noticed that this man of God was continually, every day, going past their home. And she told her husband, wait a minute, we got to constrain him to come here and eat and dine with us. We don't want him to wait and Popeyes ain't trying to wait no long line. Get that chicken sandwich. Well, I prepared a meal for him. Right. Let him come in our house. Let's open our doors, our hearts. All right. Unto this man of God. Let's take care of him. Mm-hmm. She done shut down. She saw something about him. The way he carries himself. You know, like I told the elders last week, I said, people are always watching us.
Uh-huh.
Not how we act in here.
Yeah.
It's out there in the world.
Come on now.
They got their eyes on you.
Right.
And it was something different about this man of God. Elisha. Not Elijah. Elisha. Elijah was the mentor to Elisha.
Uh-huh.
God told Elisha to go anoint and appoint Elisha to be a prophet.
That's right. That's right.
And so I could go more in detail about that, but Elisha was passing through.
Uh-huh.
And he came in and he dined with them. And then the next day, she told her husband, look, we're gonna build a room for him. Upstairs, the upper room.
Amen.
We're gonna put a bed in there so he can come and relax. Mind you, they didn't have cars back then. They walked everywhere they went. Or they went on a donkey.
Yeah.
And you know that donkey was slow. Very slow. So he said, come on in. We're going to build you a room. And you can lay down in the bed. You can rest. Or we got a table set up there. And you can read your scriptures. And we got a light up there for you. Just come on in. So he did. And they took good care of the man of God.
Uh-huh.
I know I read it in my Bible somewhere, I don't know where it's at, but he said if you give a prophet a glass of water,
uh-huh,
he's gonna get a prophet's reward. Sure. Y'all need some water?
Oh.
y'all need.
Right, right. Amen.
I got an extra room in my place.
Amen.
I got that for you. And so, as the story continue on, you know, they open their hearts and their doors unto this man of God. So he began to think. He called his servant, Eliezer. He said, wait a minute. What should we call that lady? Didn't even give her a name. Just call that Shunammite.
Yeah.
Call that woman. Come on. Call her and ask her. You know, you took care of us. What can we do for you? She said, nothing. You don't have to worry about it. Yeah, you know, I love doing what I'm doing for the men and women of God. So he said, nothing. See, can I speak to the king? Can I speak to the captain of the host? What can I do? She said, I dwell among my own people. We all take care of each other. But she opened the house for him. She cooked for him every day. She gave him a warm place to lay his head. And she said, I'm good. I'm in peace. I'm satisfied where I'm at. I don't need no special favors. See, people do stuff just to try to impress other people. Oh, I did this for them. I did that for them, you know.
Right.
Now, you don't need to be braggadocious or boastful. Just do it from your heart and your spirit and your love of God. And then when she left the room, he asked Gehazi, he said, What else? What can be done for her? He said, she don't have no children. She don't have a child. She don't have a family. She got a husband. But he's old. What can he do? What can he produce? He's old. Oh, yeah, he did that. He said, call her back in here. Call her back. Tell her, come on back. And when she came back, he said to her, he said, you, by the time this time next year, you're going to be embracing the sun. And she's like, oh, don't lie to me. Don't tease me.
Come on now.
Don't be telling me that. Don't. I just don't want to be lied to. But anyway, come down to it, she did have a child. When he came back, she was embracing that son. That baby.
My Lord.
And that baby grew up. They say he was grown. He was grown and he grew up. I think he was in his adolescent years, that teenage years. He grew up to a nice young man. And then he went out there to visit his father while he was working in the field. And then he said, Dad, my head is hurting. It's pounding. Have anyone suffered with migraines?
Yeah.
And all these. It cripples you.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to suffer with them so bad. Like every week, two or three days, I'd be laying down. And the lights, I couldn't stand the lights. I couldn't stand to hear cotton on the floor. Then I regurgitated all the time. It's so painful. I remember I was coming from work, and I remember I was in a dress, and I was driving down Davidson, And it was rush hour time. It was Davidson near Linwood. And I was driving. My head was pounding. It was hurting so bad. And I was like, next thing you know, I just threw up. I threw up all of my clothes. My car went sideways. Now, one person helped me either. They probably thought I was drunk or having a hangover or something like that. But the effects of that head hurting like that. It hurt so bad, one day I just stood in my hallway, grabbed my own head. I said, God, if you don't take care of this, you just take my life. But he got rid of it for me. You know, it tried, little symptoms try to come now and then, you know, but I can deal with it. But that pains in my head.
Yeah.
My mind. My mind, my head. And the Bible say, take him to his mother. And the mother consoled him. She set him upon her knees from morning to noon. And then he died on her lap. And see, what I love about this great woman of God, she did not panic. She did not scream. She did not holler. She didn't say, oh, my son is dead. No, no. She went up and she carried him upstairs to the upper room.
Come on now.
Laid that boy on the prophet's bed.
Uh-huh.
Closed the door.
Come on.
She went back to her husband. Hmm. Said, hey, call me an Uber. A Lyft, a cab, a bus, anybody can drive me back to the man of God.
I gotta get to him. Come on.
He said, wait a minute, baby. It's not the new moon or the Sabbath day. It ain't not that. He said, I got this. Don't worry about it. I'll be right back. And she told that servant, go as fast as you can. Take me to the man of God.
Right.
No stopping, no talking with nobody until I tell you to stop. Go fast, go real fast. You know how we was kids, I used to tell daddy, go fast, daddy, go fast. And then, and when she got to the hill of Mount Carmel, the prophet said, Elijah said to his servant, say, hey, that look like that Shunammite woman. Go over and see what she want. Ask her, is it well with you? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with your child? She said, tell him, it is well. And see the same thing when she told her husband.
Come on.
She prophesied this. When the husband asked her, is it well? She said, it shall be well. She went into the faith.
Come on.
Because she put her trust in God.
Come on now.
Right then and there. It's going to be well.
My Lord.
It's going to be all good.
Yes.
Yes. You go back and you tell the prophet, it is well. But when she got to the man of God, she fell at his feet. She grabbed his feet. And Gehazi is going to try to push her away. That's how some people do. When you're in trouble, when you come into the man and woman of God, you trying to get prayers answered, you know, other people, oh, it's my turn. You know, my toenail hurt. She ain't got no issue.
Okay.
My.
He said, don't do that. Don't push her away. She's distressed. Something's wrong with her. Something's bothering her. And the Lord has not revealed it unto me. He said, no, don't do that. Now you get away. You back up. You go over yonder somewhere. Let me talk to her. That's right. I wish I can find me go. He said, matter of fact, here, take my staff. Go all the way back to the house. Put it on that boy. Don't talk to nobody. Don't say any word to anybody. They greet you, do not even respond back. You just keep moving. And you go, and you lay my staff on that boy on that bed. And so that he did that. And she told him what happened. And she said, I'm not leaving you until you come with me. Yep. Something got to be done. So it's okay, I'll follow. He got there to the room. Sure enough, before he got there, he said, sir, that boy is dead. I put that staff on him. He didn't even move. He's not breathing. I checked his pulse. Checked his heartbeat. He's dead. And yes, the prophet, Elijah probably said, where's your faith? Mm-hmm. Just move out. Get out. Get out the room. Get out. Yeah. We don't need no discouragement talk. We don't need that negativity. We don't need all of that.
Yeah.
You know, when you're going through, you know, you just can't tell everybody everything.
Come on now. Right. Come on.
But they'll turn around and use it against you.
Come on now. Right. Right. Amen, amen. Amen.
He said, move out. And he shut the door upon both of them. And he went into that room. And what did he do? He stretched himself upon that boy. Eyeball to eyeball, nose to nose, mouth to mouth, hands to hand. Who else was stretched out like that?
Come on now.
Right, right. Yeah.
They stretched him out.
All right, now.
They hung him high.
Yeah, yeah. Come on now.
He bowed his head.
Come on. Yeah.
For you and I.
Yeah, yeah.
God's love.
Amen. Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah.
That was God covering upon that young boy.
Uh-huh.
He's getting ready to do something here. He's ready to perform a miracle.
Man.
As long as you're standing with God, as long as you're in this word, as long as you're seeking him, as long as you're praying, as long as you're communicating with him, and he with you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he laid upon that boy. He moved, his body began to become feel warm. So he got up, and he went walking around the room to the front. I thank you, God.
Man.
I praise you. I'll worship you for the great things you're going to do.
Yeah,
right. I feel that warmth. I feel the hand of God on this boy right now. You're going to speak life. You're going to bring life into him. You're going to raise him up.
Yeah.
He is your way maker.
Glory.
He is the promise keeper.
Yes, he is.
He promised that boy to her.
Yes, yeah. He did.
Yeah.
Come on,
not for her to die, for him to die.
Come on now.
He said, I thank you, I love you, I honor you, I give you glory, I give you praise, I worship you, I bow down before you. You know, you can't have anybody and everybody in the room.
Come on.
Right.
Come on now.
Right.
You got to have faith. You got to talk one-on-one with God.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're speaking in tongues with him. I don't care if how you're praying in English to him. You get the job done. And then you got to have faith.
Yeah.
I don't want nobody around me you don't have no faith in God. I don't want nobody around me you not praying and seeking the will of God. You know, you know the hand of God is going to move.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's moving. And the presence of God filled that room.
Uh-huh.
Not because of Elisha. It's because of the mother. God moved on her behalf. Because she had faith in
him. Come on. Come on now. Come on.
And God showed favor.
Yes.
So when he stretched, he went back. And he stretched upon that young boy again. Eyeball to eyeball. Nose to nose. Mouth to mouth. Hand to hand. He stretched out. He didn't say a mumbling word. Just like Jesus. While he was on that cross, being stretched out, he didn't say anything. Mm-hmm. He just said, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
That's right. That's right. That's
forgive
right.
Them. But it was love covering him.
Yes, yes.
It was miracle healing covering that young man.
Yes.
Through the prophet Elisha. So he was praising God. He was worshiping. You know, God gets us in that prostrate position sometimes.
Yeah.
You can't do nothing but bow down and lay before him and worship him.
Come
you know, that oh, I feel good when it, I be like all in my spirit. I just lay down and just don't have no TV on, no phone, no music, no nothing. It just be me and God alone.
Yes.
I be glorifying him. Hey, Lord. Ooh, receive your glory from me.
Yes, Lord.
I lift my hands up to you.
Yes.
You ain't no magician. You ain't no magic God. I come to you in my time of need. I worship you every day, all day long.
Come on now. Amen.
Lord.
So that boy, what he do? She fell down and reverenced God.
Yes, she did.
She was in awe of what God can do.
Yes.
He's a miracle worker.
Yes, he is. Yes.
Promise keeper.
Yes, he is.
A light in your darkness.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
But she told that man of God that when she got there to on the hill, she said, "Didn't I tell you not to lie to me?" Didn't I tell you that? Don't deceive me. You know, sometimes we want to blame God for what we go through.
Right. Yeah.
It was all your fault, God. It's all your fault, man of God. All your fault, woman of God. You should have told me that.
Uh-huh.
But Elijah was not playing around. I call that boy sneezy. Off the seven doors. But he opened his eyes. God placed life right back into his body.
Yeah.
The prayers of the righteous.
Uh-huh.
Avail much.
That's what I'm talking about.
See, his mother prophesied.
Yeah.
So you got to speak to it. I told Sister Sherry about a couple weeks ago. I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm speaking life into my limbs.
Right.
I'm speaking life back into my shoulders.
Come on.
I speak life back into my head and my hands. Every injury, all internal, I speak life. Then I thank God. I know I may feel all these pain. I may be suffering, you know, but I say, all is well. No matter what you're going through, all is well. It is well. I don't care what your physical ailments may be, all is well. I don't care what calamity is all around you, all is well. Crisis and troubles all around you, you being of dire financial need, all is well. There's troubles and heartaches, suffering everywhere. All is well.
All is well.
Speak life into your situation.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Plead the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Have faith in God.
Glory.
Look at what God did for her because of her faith.
Come on now.
And all started because she had hospitality to the man and woman of God.
Yes.
She is such a great, amazing example. When we face challenges in our life, all is well.
Amen.
And I looked up this song. I don't know. I'm getting ready to tell my age. But yeah. That song, "It Is Well Within My Soul." And I was wondering about it was a hymn. And everybody, you have to stand up. Matter of fact. And I was looking for the words to that song. I don't know nobody to get that. And I was interested, it piqued my interest about how did that song develop or how did it come about? And I know my father has a book about each song and each writer and how it all became. And I wonder about this song, because when we was kids we used to hear this song, "It Is Well Within My Soul, In My Soul." So I want to read to you about the story behind this writer of this song. Oh,
Since this incredible story of faith belongs to Horatio Spafford, 1828 to 1888. Much like Job, he placed his trust in God during life's prosperity, but also during his calamities. A devout Christian who immersed himself in scripture, many years of his life was joyous. He was a prominent Chicago lawyer whose business was thriving. He owned several properties throughout the city. He and his beloved wife had 5 children, 4 daughters and 1 boy. Life was good. It was more than good. It was blessed. But faith, no matter how great, does not spare us from adversity. Just as Horatio hit the pinnacle of his profession and financial success, things began to change. It began with the tragic loss of their son. Not long after, the Great Chicago Fire destroyed nearly every real estate investment he had and he owned. Just a few years later, in 1873, Horatio decided to treat his wife and daughters to a much-needed escape from the turmoil. He sent them on a boat trip to Europe with plans to join them shortly after wrapping up some business in Chicago. Just a few days later, he received a dreadful telegram from his wife and stated, "Saved alone." It bore the excruciating news that family ship had wrecked and all 4 of his daughters had perished. Horatio was on his way to meet his heartbroken wife, passing over the same sea that had just claimed the lives of his remaining children. It was then that he put his pen to the paper and a timeless hymn was born, beginning with the words, "When peace like a river attendeth my way. When sorrows like seas billows roll, whatever my lot, that thou hast taught me to say, it is well. It is well with my soul." That's how the song begins. See, when you come from, no matter what you've gone through, we got to say, it is well. Yeah. We have to trust God through everything in this journey called life. Because we're just passing from one life to the next. Where are we going to spend our eternal home? Are we going to spend it with the Father? Or are we going to spend it in hell? Are we trusting God to carry us through? Because he is our way maker. Everyone come down to the altar.